Yeah, right here on Radio Valencia, deep in the heart of the Mission District, transmissions from the Mission. Good evening and welcome to the program. My name is John Hell. This is Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, on Radio Valencia, internationally known, RadioValencia.fm. Huge thanks to Black on Black on Black. They'll be back live in the studio next week. D and the Queen, they know what's going on. John Hell is my name. I've got somebody here who loves the sound of her own voice. She's going to get up here soon enough. She's her father's daughter, everybody. The two don't fall far from the at. That's right, Little Lawson Hell is in the studio with me until she can come up with a new air name. That's what we're going to call her. And if I may have to run and perform CPR, you're going to know why. Because Lawson's in the studio. Anyway, go until 10 o'clock tonight. We're going to have a whole crew, I think, once again. I think Daniel and Ignacio are coming over. Bunny Whiskers is coming back to Radio Valencia, one of our earliest DJs. She's going to be in as well. I'm really excited to get her back on the air. She used to play horror soundtracks on her show. That was a big deal for her. So that's all coming. You can hang out with us. Hit me up on the Radio Valencia chatterbox. We got it on the website. We got it on the app. We got it going on. You can hang out with me. Why not? Come on down, 3227 22nd Street in the Mission, Radio Valencia.
You know, I know, George, played a tape of a scientist that was checking out tectonic plates up in Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth? And the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
One, two, three. Hold it. Oh, I love that. Oh, did you get that? All right, here we go. One, two, three, go. One, two, three, go!
Such a good time. We're all having such a dog mama. Sloppy drunk baby, any way that I know. I'm tired of my woman running around, yeah, boys. It's wealthness is a soul, yeah, and so I cried, ooh, wee, baby, bring me one more half a pint. Well, I'm gonna get drunk, baby. No, no big deal. Sure wanna wreck your old joint. I'm getting sloppy drunk, baby. Staggering up and down those streets. Sloppy drunk, baby, staggering up and down those streets. I'm tired of running, dodging woman for Mary, doggone man I need. I'm just got to get as drunk as I can be.
And that's how it goes right here on Radio Valencia. Oh, Big Joe Williams is who we were hearing right there. I'm such a fan of that song, Sloppy Drunk Blues. And why wouldn't I be, am I right? Oh, there it is. Where were you this whole time? Took that off of the Tough Times record out on our Hooli Records. Recorded back in 1959. Pardon me, 1960. Down in Los Gatos, California. John Hell is my name. Just before that, some music there from Popo Pies. I took that off of a 7-inch out on Aardvark Records, which happens to be the Greg Turkington record label. You know him better as Neil Hamburger. And Popo Pies there with In Frisco. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Want to let you know, coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, Beyond All Limits with DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet will be in deep album cuts. They're a married couple, and they like to battle it out on the radio. They both like to bring their own stacks of vinyl and kind of one-up one another. They say that they leave everything in the studio so they can go home and make sweet, sweet love. You're just going to have to tune in tonight. Monday nights. What a place to be. Hot damn, good stuff. Got a lot of good music for you tonight. I just picked this up last week. It's a reissue. I don't think it's a remaster or anything like this, but it's a reissue. And I'm really excited about this. Luis Bonta, incredible guitar player, 6-string, 12-string guitar. He put out this record originally in 1974. It's called Jacaranda, featuring Stanley Clark, Ayrton Maria, Ray Barreto, the great Idris Muhammad on drums, and a whole other cast of crew that are really going to blow your mind. I'm really digging this album. I'm almost already worn it out since I picked it up. I'm sorry, I said 74. I mean 1973. What do I know? Out on Endless Happiness Records and Tapes. Bonfa is the artist. Jacaranda is the record. We're going to hear the track here called Dance V. Right here, Radio Valencia.
Thank you. close to the object. Photographer, snip, snap. Take your time, she's only burning. This kind of experience is necessary for her.
So it would have really helped me had I actually noticed that the title of this album is June 1st, 1974. Happy 56th anniversary, 52nd anniversary, pardon me, to Kevin Ayers, John Cale, Brian Eno, and Nico's amazing live album. Special guests on that album, Michael Oldfield and Robert Wyatt. What an amazing record. Baby's on Fire, the name of the track. Just before that, some Luis Bonfa. Dans V, the name of the track right there. I took that off the 1973 reissue, however. Jacaranda, the name of the song. John Hell is my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio. Going until 10 o'clock tonight. Everybody's hanging out. It's a clubhouse. Little Lawson is with me as well. We haven't. You want to come over here? No.
I don't have headphones.
Little Lawson Hell. Spawn.
Okay.
It's back in the. I don't know. You coming up with something new?
I didn't come up with any
nothing.
Ideas, Dad. No.
She came up with nothing.
That's really nice. During Pride Month, you're really going to come at me right now?
Happy Pride Month, dear. I'm proud of you for just being you.
Because I like boobs.
Would you like to make the comment that you did online the other day about your feelings about the bi community?
That I made today that I'm getting lots of backlash on. During every break, I'll shout out a different community during Pride Month. My first shout out is to all the bisexual and pansexual women I've been with that made me realize that I can only be with lesbians. Thank you so much. Love that you guys run to men after me. Mwah. Okay.
You're incredible.
Yeah.
There she is. That's her first break of the night. I try to outdo that one. That was good. What's that? Oh, man. Lawson has a list, everybody. But Still has a air, the, no new air name, so we're calling you Lilliput Hell. I like that one. Lilliput Hell, ladies and gentlemen, on Radio Valencia. Go until 10 o'clock tonight. Brand new remaster of a classic Aretha Franklin album, Forever Young, was just remastered and put out. I want to hear her version, and I love it so much. Of Try a Little Tenderness for Pride Month right now. Radio Valencia.
To one who's weary, try a little tenderness. Oh, I may be waiting, just anticipating. But while I'm waiting, try a little tenderness. I may be sentimental, just a good word, soft and gentle, makes it easier to bear. So easy. Try a little. Oh, try a little tenderness.
my guitar. Wait. Let me get my guitar. Hey, get out of here. It's great. You guys need. Hey, get out of here. You guys.
And follow.
You guys, wait a second. I got to play something. We're tracking right now. This costs us a lot of money.
I don't know.
It goes. Chicken over my place. So we can do it now, right?
We can yeah, do we can do it song. Now.
Welcome to the Dust Ward. Brain damage, but it's only permanent. And I hang out in the day room with a straitjacket set. With a straitjacket set. And I crawl through the shadows of the bars on the floor for my pills. We'll be right back.
trip I made yesterday.
Yeah.
Spotify here on Radio Valencia. Ah, the timing is always entertaining, isn't it, folks? Thanks so much for tuning in. Music blocks. That was a big music block. That was a rock block. I just enjoy myself tremendously. Great music there. From Dark Carnival featuring Ron Ashton on the lead guitar, Niagara there on vocals. This is the band that they did after Destroy All Monsters. We heard the song Bang. I took that off of the Last Great Ride LP from 1996. Before that, some Country Joe and the Fish from their 1967 album Together. We heard Mojo Navigator. We heard some Fear in there with Welcome to the Dust Ward. We heard The Cramps off of Songs the Lord Taught Us with Garbage Man, and started off the set way back when with some Aretha Franklin from the remastered Forever Young LP there with Try a Little Tenderness. I am your tender hell, going until 10 o'clock tonight, hanging out with a whole cast of crazy, kooky characters, talking a smack about management, right? Hey, wait a minute, isn't that me? Don't talk smack. That's not polite. Don't do that. That's not nice. Us management type people, we have to we got to protect each other. Unless, of course, you're doing things like painting signs on when people are underneath you. Can you imagine what would have happened if paint dripped on somebody's leather? What would you do, everybody, if paint dripped on someone's leather? What would you do? I'm just, you can let us know. Go to radiovalencia.fm. And if you want to tell us? We're going to bring Lawson back on. Okay, Lawson, I have a question for you.
If someone got paint on my leather.
If someone got paint on your leather, what would you do?
I would poop on their doorstep.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride. Wait, can I call out another
Yeah, I was
member?
Hoping you would.
Okay, I'd like to give a special shout out to the gay men of the LGBTQ plus community who are gay not because they're attracted to men, but because they hate women so much. We can tell that there's a different babes.
What is that? Like, what stands out in that?
They're misogynistic, but they say it's okay because they're one of the girlies. And they feel as though it's okay to go into women's restrooms at clubs because it's okay they're one of the girlies. But they actually just hate women so much that they just decide to be gay. So anyway, shout out to you guys.
Wow.
Maybe go to therapy.
That's intense.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
Wow. Have you been at clubs where, like, all of a sudden they're like gay guys in the ladies' room?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's intense. I don't think I want you there.
Oh.
As your father, I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't
this.
Really care. I mean,
I'm not sure how I'm feeling about
I'm always
this right now.
With the group of my gays.
All right, your group of gays?
Yeah.
All right, I'm pretty good with that.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you. All right, we're going to get back to the music. Is that okay? Actually, didn't really. If you said no, it wouldn't really matter to me. Okay. False Flag has a brand new album out. It's called Art School. I'm so excited. It came out today. We're gonna listen to a song called Woman in the Public Eye. I made up that melody and I'm happy that I did. So anyway, brand spanking new music. Album came out today. I went to Bandcamp and got it. You could do it too. False Flag, Woman in the Public Eye, Radio Valencia.
Get away, get away, get away.
Exhale deeply. Whoa, Jesus Christ. Don't exhale that deeply. Melvin's Napalm Death right there. Off of the recently re-released, I mean, it's not brand new, but they put out a vinyl version of it. Savage Imperial Death March. We heard Tossing Coins into the Fountain of Fuck. Fuck. Misfits just before that off of their classic self-titled debut. We heard Die Die My Darling. And it's really singles that they put together in a compilation. And then False Flag, brand new False Flag, off of the brand new False Flag album called Art School. We heard Woman in the Public Eye. John Hell here. Daniel's here with me, everybody. Hi, Daniel.
I just walked up.
How you feeling, man?
Tummy hurt.
I'm sorry. Don't get us sick.
It's not that kind of hurt.
All right, okay. I'm sorry.
It's like a possibly later on diarrhea.
Oh, that's hurt. Delightful.
Right?
Cha-cha-cha.
Right.
I love it. That's good. How's it going, man? That was a good show the other night.
Right? Wasn't it?
Okay, so Daniel was with me the other night, and we could not talk about what the show was going to be Saturday night. Because we couldn't, but man, that was freaking fun. So you say it. It was your show.
Exodus, yeah. Live downstairs
at the MAB.
At the MAB, it was their words, the rowdiest show they've seen in decades.
Yeah.
There were people swinging from the ceiling. Yeah. There was stage diving, which is not encouraged.
Yes. But it also wasn't discouraged.
I didn't think it would happen because, you know, it's like a 50-plus-year-old crowd.
Yeah.
So I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
They blew the fuse like 4 times during sound check.
That's right.
But the show went fucking great.
It did go great.
I'm happy about it.
Because you and I went to the hardware store
3 times.
Twice.
Got
3 chords.
3 chords. Twice.
Twice. But the show went great. 250 people. Tickets Thursday. They went on sale at 11 a.m.
Sold out in 3 hours. Yeah,
I'm gone. And I really enjoyed watching the social media responses of people asking Exodus to come do a pop-up in their town and how much they missed it. And, oh, my God, what a show to be at.
Or the people complaining that it was 21-plus when we cannot do anything about that.
Can't do it. That's sorry. That's,
I was there. I was that under 21-year-old at one point.
Yeah, sure.
I know how it is. Yeah. I missed Wayne Kramer live.
That sucks.
Because he played at was it the Independent? Is the Independent 21-plus?
Is it really? I don't think about these things anymore.
Somewhere is 21-plus.
I don't consider those things, even though my lovely daughter had herself a fake ID, got herself into things. I didn't need one back in the 80s. They didn't card back then. It was just not really a thing,
well,
so I got lucky.
You.
I
good
know.
For you,
the ABC didn't really crack down on anybody back then. So I can't hear you. You have to come over here.
Patriarchy.
Yeah, that's damn straight.
The patriarchy.
That's right. I got in because I'm a man.
What's
or
this?
Or maybe not. I have no idea. Well, for the visual medium that is radio, Daniel, you're going to have to describe it for the listeners.
Condom.
Yeah, it's a radio condom. Not really. It's really, truly. It's really.
It Why is
really,
it here?
It's really. It's not.
Is this a prototype Radio Valencia merchandise thing?
It could be. If Kiss can sell condoms, Radio Valencia can too.
Can I put it over the Rubik's Cube
Oh
here?
My, that thing's not a Rubik's Cube. Okay, so great show. We had a lot of fun. People rocked out hardcore. Yeah, that sounds like a Rubik's Cube. What's the next show you got coming up? You got Fentanyl coming up this
Fentanyl
week.
Coming up
June
this
19th.
Week?
No,
no.
June 19th. Yeah. Today's June 1st.
Don't scare me.
Today's June 1st.
It is June 1st. It's Pride Month. Happy Pride Month, everybody.
My daughter's going to out another group that she can't stand. She can't stand anybody who's not a lesbian. You know that? And she's not really a man hater. She just only really likes lesbians. That's it. That's her whole crowd. I mean, she won't talk to anybody who's not.
I understand. I mean, you know, it makes... Oh. Right?
What, are you calling your father a liar? You wouldn't do that. Oh, man. She's across the room. It's becoming roommate radio. So is your next show Fentanyl?
Next show I'm doing is Fentanyl.
All right. Who else is playing
with
them?
The next show I'm going to is Martin Rev at the Chapel June 4th.
I know.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I know.
Come
thank
on.
You. Thanks for the invitation.
I will try.
Who's playing with Fentanyl?
Thank you for putting me on the spot. It's going to be Detergent, POS, Spy, and Fentanyl.
All right. Tickets at Tixer?
Tickets are on Tixar. I think it's a $20 presale and then $25 at the door.
Oh, that's really good.
So
you can go to the Mambuhay website, though, for the link, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's so good. It's going to be a good show.
It's on there.
All right.
And then June 21st, yeah. Fang Verbal Abuse, other bands.
That's going to be a great show, too.
I don't have my paper in front of me. I didn't expect to come out. And I'm not prepared for this.
Bobby Lee's out of New York. Have a brand new album out. Actually going to be out very shortly, called New Self. We're going to hear the title track right here, right now. Radio Blonde Film.